Kalma Daily is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. At Joy 94.9, we'd like to pay our ongoing respects to elders past, present and emerging.
This is the Informer for Thursday, the 27th of August, 2020. A school in Maribyrnong has controversially decided to drop its Vietnamese language courses despite having a large Vietnamese population, and they've replaced it with, of all things, Italian. We've got more on Clive Palmer's High Court Challenge. We speak to Pamela Adi, who was released the first lesbian film from Nigeria. And we speak to Minus 18 about Wear It Purple Day. All of that on The Informer.
This is Stephen Otani for The Informer on Joy and the Community Radio Network. Footscray Primary School announced it would scrap their Vietnamese bilingual program that has been running for the past 35 years in April 2020 under a newly instated principal. The decision was made without consultation with the school community nor within the Vietnamese communities that have played an integral part in shaping Footscray historically in the last few decades. In July, the school announced it would instead introduce an Italian bilingual program for 2021. The controversial decision was made largely by a white body of school administrators and vocal school council groups and parents, under the guidance of a newly appointed principal who lacks prior experience in language or bilingual education. The principal deemed the decision as an operational matter. The demographics of the suburb were 11.9% of Maribyrnong residents are Vietnamese speaking, in comparison to only 1.8% of Italian speakers. The school demographics are further skewed, with the Vietnamese students making up 15% of the overall student body. Many Vietnamese parents were only made aware of the decision after receiving a survey on June 30th, asking them to choose a replacement language, despite the Vietnamese bilingual program winning awards in literacy and numeracy on a national level, as well as winning the Victorian Multicultural Award for Excellence in Education in the past. I spoke to Bon Nguyen, the president of the Vietnamese Community Australia, who is struggling to understand the reasoning behind this decision-making.
Why is it that the program, the only program in the midst of the dense Vietnamese population, and then you're cutting it? And if the Vietnamese community are contributing quite well into society, why are you penalizing the community? And that is something that I and my community members are struggling to understand.
And Bon, do you know why they possibly cut the program?
Their reasoning was actually a bit, in my view, was a bit awkward. And their reasoning was that, look, the school, the program was not sustainable because they could not employ, the teacher. They could not recruit the teachers for the program. And to my horror, I believe that there was actually a teacher was being employed, a Vietnamese bilingual teacher was being employed, and all 8 of them was actually being let go. And the school now also make a claim saying that, look, they are working closely with this school, with this community, in some of why consultation. But I can assure you that none of that has ever happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apart from they participating in one of the children festival down in Footscray, participating, it's actually different to consultation, different to taking part and making the school, the community, part of the community, make the community part of the school. Mm-hmm. But we think that we are being discriminated towards. Okay. We think that, yes, we are part of this society, and we are taking our own responsibility. You know, when there is actually Black Saturday, we raise over one point something million for our victims, our Australian bushfire victims. Mm. I just actually raised, with this full bushfire just passed, I mobilized the whole community in Australia. I'm also the national president of the Vietnamese community in Australia. Mm-hmm. So I mobilized the whole community in Australia. I have no doubt that the tune that we raise will help our fellow Australians up to the tune of actually millions of dollars. You know, matter of fact, on the 10th of September, there is a community, the Vietnamese community from overseas, United States. At the same time, they also raise money as well. They have transferred $233,000 into our bank account so that we can distribute them out to our organization to benefit the bushfire. We do all of this because we feel that we belong to this society, and yet we are being penalized by our own society that we belong to.
What further action have you taken to try and have this decision revoked?
I have actually make appeal to the minister. The minister, maybe he was actually very busy. He didn't actually pay too much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it down to the departmental. The departmental view was that it's the program is not sustainable for them. So we are going round in circle. I have been working on the issue for the last 9 months already. And then there's the group of parents. The group of parents, they see that their children's future is being compromised. So what they did was they start a petition with URC on Instagram.
Mm.
So this petition is not by us. It's by a group of parents who are locally having their children at the school. And then and whether they have their children at the school or not, but they think their issue is important enough. That's why they're signed. And I think, I've been told this afternoon that the petition is actually now up to 10,000 people signing.
Wow.
If that is not important, why are people signing the petition?
And that's a good question, Bon. Now, on to someone who is helping in gaining the numbers for the petition. I have Lana Nguyen, a community organiser for the campaign, with me today to answer a few questions. First of all, thanks for joining me, Lana.
Thanks so much for having us.
Not a problem. So, what made you jump on board as a community organiser?
I really believe in linguistic diversity and in the importance of Vietnamese language in the western suburbs. I've previously worked there and am a member of the Vietnamese community, and I know personally how much language can shift your identity and how important it is in terms of cultural connection, community connection, family connection.
Mm-hmm. And how does Footscray Primary School getting rid of this program make you feel as a Vietnamese Australian, you know, in shaping, especially, you know, people of colour? It shapes our identity to be very close to our mother tongue. So how does this make you feel, and what sort of message is this sending out to the Vietnamese community?
Well, it wasn't consulted on with the Vietnamese community, so that immediately told us that we were not worth consulting with such an immense part of our culture. But also, I guess, it's basically telling us that it doesn't matter, and also it's the most extensive language program in Australia for Vietnamese. So both the school and the Department of Education is saying that our language is not significant.
And the school cites that the main reason for the shutdown of the program is the lack of Vietnamese teachers in Victoria. So can you, you know, give us a little insight on that comment?
Well, they've lost 8 Vietnamese teachers since 2016. And, you know, reasons have been cited that it is, you know, previous school administration. So I think it is a pretty one-dimensional reason to cut a 35-year-long language program that has been previously successful.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how many Vietnamese representatives are on this board, especially for the school?
My knowledge is that there is one Vietnamese person on school council, and I believe that that's the only Vietnamese person on any decision-making capacity.
So largely it is very underrepresented, especially, you know, Footscray has a very big Vietnamese community, and that as a school, I feel like is very underrepresented to be a voice in this matter.
Yeah. So Vietnamese community makes up the largest non-English speaking community in Footscray at around 12%, but the school even has a higher demographic of Vietnamese community at 15%.
Mm, definitely. And for all those that have travelled to Footscray, myself included, we know there's a deeply embedded rich Vietnamese culture, providing a little pocket of a diversified Victoria, so to say. As far as gentrification goes, how will this impact the Vietnamese community?
Well, Footscray is largely still, you know, the centre in terms of inner city Melbourne, and we have lots of monuments and a Vietnamese museum that is about to be built in Footscray. So it is really a hub for the Vietnamese community. So to cut a language program like this is devastating.
Lastly, do you have any further comments that you'd like to add, you know, to our audience and how people, our listeners can get involved in helping preserve this, you know, wonderful bilingual program?
We'd love to call the school to revoke their decision and reintegrate the Vietnamese bilingual program. And how we're doing that is through an online petition created by one of the school parents. And so we're really advocating for the principal to turn around with the decision, but also for the Department of Education to put pressure and agree with the decision to keep the Vietnamese bilingual program. And so we'd love everyone to be able to, sign the petition, write a comment, but also email the local MPs, email the Department of Education. We've got all of their contacts linked to the petition and linked to our Facebook page, so you can definitely check us out there.
Thank you so much for your time today and, you know, to voice up for something that you strongly believe in, and especially for people of colour growing up in Australia. This is a very important issue for all of us, I feel.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephen. And I just wanted to stress that, you know, all bilingual schools face recruitment challenges, but it's not enough to cut a whole program with an immense amount of history and significance to the local community on this reason alone. So we really hope that people will take into larger consideration the cultural diversity that we want to create and that we admire about our community.
Numerous community voices, including the 10,000-plus petition signatories, are calling for the reinstatement of the program with adequate support from the Department of Education. Petitioners are saddened at what this decision may do to multiculturalism in Australia at large. To get involved and to sign the petition, go to www.change.org/Minister Save the Vietnamese Bilingual Program at Footscray Primary School, or visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/Save the Bilingual. This is Stephen Otani for The Informer.
Triple X plays all the hits from 1975 to 2005.